advice for young students in the energy world or any endeavor. They're listening to your story here. Do you have any advice for them?
Young student?
Yeah.
Lucky you. Lucky you. And let me tell you, I'll trade with you tomorrow my ranch, my airplane, my bank account for your spot, wherever you are, whether it's Holdenville, Ada, Claremore, or any place else. I'll trade with you. We can't do it. We know that. But you have what I'd like to have, is an opportunity to go forward, do all the things I've done. You can do bigger things than I've done. You just need to work hard, commit to it, enjoy doing it. Don't get stuck in a place where you're unhappy. Listen, every job I've ever had, I've enjoyed it. I've never lived any place I didn't like the place I lived. Just have the right attitude, move forward. What you have in front of you is much, much more than what I have.
That says a lot. What are you most proud of as you look back?
You know, I think that I've helped a lot of people. I get letters every day that thank me for what I've done, and that's good. I like that. I don't know. It's been a pretty interesting life. Holdenville was a great place to grow up. I had the right kind of direction, leadership there. It couldn't have been better. I got instilled with a work ethic that is active today. I went from there to Amarillo and graduated from high school there, went on to Oklahoma State. It's just been an unbelievable life for a kid from eastern Oklahoma.
What has becoming wealthy taught you?
There's a lot of responsibilities that go with it, I say that. I'm not much of a shopper, and sometimes if I spend too much, I feel guilty about it. That all comes from my mother's side of the family. It's just been a great life, but I'm not through. I'm 82. I've got a lot of things left to do. I'm in a hurry. I know I'm not going to be here. Can I see the finish line? I hope not. I know it's not very far out there. I'll get some things done. I'm going to change some things.
And so your day might start what time in the morning?
5:30. That's when I get up, and then I talk to the office the first time at 6:15. My trainer's there at 6:30, and we start to work 6:30, quarter seven, and work for an hour. I'm in the office by 8 o'clock.
And you'll go till?
Doesn't make any difference because I like to work. Somebody said, "God, aren't you tired?" Yeah, sometimes I get tired. But what do you like to do more than anything else? Work. I like to make money. I like to give the money away. I want to be generous with it. I have been. I've got a lot more to do. I have exciting days. Every day's fun. Today the market was lousy, but...
Okay, we're August 6th, 2010. What drove the market down today?
The oil was down, the gas was down, the equities were all down, everything was down. It's just one of those days. I don't know what did it. Yeah, that bad unemployment deal that came in a lot higher than they thought it was going to. It had some influence. I don't know. Tomorrow will be a better day.
Well, Boone, thank you for this, that you've contributed this. Your voice now is preserved forever, and students that aren't even thought of are going to be born 50 years from now can listen to your voice, and I think that's very important.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it, too, because I think I have something to say. I've got accomplishments that are worth noting, so I'm glad I'm included. You know, this is Oklahoma, and I'm from Oklahoma.
We should say you have your book.
Well, the first book in 87 was Boone, and the second book was The First Pillion Was the Hardest.
Right.
Publisher called me the other day and said, "You want another book? I got a title." I said, "What is it?" He said, "How to Lose $2 Billion Faster Than I Made One." That's true. I did lose $2 billion in 2008. But I'm back up this year, not back up to $3.5 billion, but I'm back approaching two. So I'm doing okay.
Very good. Thank you so much, Boone.
You
this,
bet, John.
This was fun.
Good. Enjoyed it. Thank you.